Now, more of the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.
Well, good morning, Kansas City. Welcome to Wednesday. Another beautiful day. High of almost 75 today. Get out and enjoy the day, by the way. Big welcome to everybody in for the Big 12 tournament here to Kansas City. Yesterday on the show, this came down, what was it, ladies? In the 8 o'clock hour, we talked about that viral video on TikTok.
Yes.
And if you missed it, this is the video that was like millions of views and hits already.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. And also, I went to test the waters because I wanted to find out his Instagram so that I could DM you. And so I went over and I just said, like, hi, like, where are you from, whatever. And he was super flirty and didn't. And I said, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats. And I have his Instagram. I don't want to, like, out him in case I get, like, sued or I don't know. But if you think that this could be you, message me or comment and I'll send you his Instagram and you can tell me.
This went viral everywhere in the country. Believe it or not, first of all, every woman that I talked to yesterday, thank you. You know, they were thanking her.
Thank you for talking to me? Is that what you...
No, thanking them. Just personally, like, I knew the lady. Because,
that it was a woman looking out for another woman. Yeah.
But there wasn't. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say any names. I knew a couple of guys that said, oh, man, what a witch.
And say their names, Rocket.
No, I'm not going to
say
do that.
It right on the air. Their first and last.
And when they said that, you were like, "Am I right?" And you gave him a fist bump.
No, yeah. I did not.
Yeah,
you're like, you're not "Boys will anybody. Be boys." Wicked, 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 wicked.
What was it you said yesterday? You were like, "I mean, guys, is it really cheating? They're not married yet."
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We never forget.
Okay, if you say that I said it like that, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying that we talked about it. We talked about it because it's like, look, bachelor parties and bachelorette parties happen, and there's things that have been done that nobody's talking about. But the women I talked to said, I agree, and I don't want to know the things that happened at a bachelor party.
I want to know because then I'm going to leave that person.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to just not know and then live in silence and be married to someone that would do that.
Also, how icky when, obviously, if he's on this bachelor party with his closest friends, you're going to all be in a room together again, and they're all going to know this icky secret, and you're the one that looks like the
weirdo. But guys have been doing that forever.
That doesn't make it okay.
I know, who cares? Guys been doing a lot of stuff forever. It's 2024 now, babe.
And then talking, well, right, exactly. Women do the same thing at these bachelorette parties.
I mean, I didn't do it at my bachelorette party.
I hung out with you guys at my bachelorette party.
The most risque thing that I did at my bachelorette party was we played some game with those little smokies where you tie it around your waist and you have to, like, maneuver your pelvis enough to get the little smokey in your mouth.
Oh, you
By the way, my mother-in-law won that contest.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Della. Today's her birthday.
What?
Happy birthday, Della.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
You know, I can see this game going on with Teresa.
I could see Teresa getting really competitive, too. Yes. That's hilarious.
Nope, Della is much better at maneuvering those little smokies than I am.
Okay. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, I think the video is up on our social media pages. All right, let's get the day started. And we have a quick look at tabloid coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, we have a lot of news about Beyonce's new album, some really cool covers that she's going to be doing, and also a big surprise for those of you that are fans of Scream.
Kenya Grace on Mix. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Spring break is underway, and a lot of things are happening around spring break, including this retro rock show.
Heaven is into my way.
It's not just Warrant that's going to be at this show.
Yeah, it's going to be Warrant, Lita Ford, Firehouse, Jack Russell's Great White. That's always a tongue twister for me. They are coming to Hy-Vee Arena a week from Friday, March 22nd, and it's going to be a great show. We have a pair of tickets for you right now, 816-476-7093.
I think it'll be fun for somebody to just go back and have a throwback type party.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, just hang out and watch some good old classic rock. So if you want to go, like Tara said, call right now, 816-476-7093. We try to take care of you, you guys that come to work or at work earlier. Maybe this is your last hour of work and you get off at 7. So call right now. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
How are you, Carrie?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing well, and hopefully you're about to be even better, because we want to give you a pair of tickets to see Warrant and Friends at Hy-Vee Arena March 22nd.
Awesome. So fun.
Oh, yes. I'm going to put you on hold. It'll be a cool retro show. Of all the groups, who are you most excited about seeing?
Warren.
Yeah. Good band. Teresa, actually, didn't you work with them?
We brought them in when Rock and I worked in Oklahoma City. We did a big show with Warren and Firehouse, and our station put it on, which means I, as a little intern, had to go all the way to the airport, pick them up, ride in a limo with all these weird, crazy rock stars. I guess they have a song called Sad Teresa, and they sang it to me.
Cute.
I mean, it was a really fun memory, but now that I look back on it, I'm like, was that safe putting a 19-year-old girl in a limo with
really
all those guys?
It really was not safe.
Probably
at
not.
All. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the show. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
You bet. All right, coming up in 3 minutes.
Tabloid Trash, I have a lot of news about Beyonce's new album and what Jelly Roll is doing to his mouth.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Once again, welcome everybody in for the Big 12 tournament. I hope you enjoy our city, get you some great barbecue, or maybe watch a game out at Power and Light and then go in to watch your team play. The weather's going to be perfect today, guys. High of 75.
It's K-State and KU today as well.
Yes.
So that means there'll be like pep rallies and fun stuff
time.
Going on at Power and Light. Lots of music news today in Tabloid Trash. Beyonce's upcoming album now has a full title. Previously, it was just known simply as Act 2, but she revealed it's going to be titled Cowboy Carter. Of course, the first two songs that she released, Texas Hold'em, that's the big one. But she also released a song called 16 Carriages right after the Super Bowl. Now, Texas Hold'em has already made history. It topped the Billboard Hot 100 and Hot Country Song charts, making her the first black woman to top the country songs chart. She was congratulated by Dolly Parton as soon as that news came down. And now Dolly Parton is saying that she's pretty sure Beyonce recorded a cover of Jolene for this album.
Wow.
I want it to be true so bad. I keep seeing that quote going around, and I'm like, did she say it in jest, or is it real? I need it to be real.
I think she just doesn't know 100%, because, I mean, as long as she gets paid, she don't care. I mean,
exactly.
You know, someone in the record company signs off on all of it. But people keep saying, this is what we heard, and she's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure she did.
Let me ask you a question, Tara.
Yes?
You like my daughter. Beyonce's one of your favorite artists.
Sure.
Did you like Texas Hold'em the first time you heard it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually,
yes.
Tara, it was just the two of us that day in the room, and we played it, and she said something like, aw, heck yeah, except she didn't say heck.
That's right, I didn't say heck.
She may not even have said a word that starts with an H.
It might have been like a fire truck situation.
Yeah, she was really into it. All right, so that new album from Beyonce comes out on March 29th. Like I said, lots of music news today, except this isn't really about his music. Jelly Roll, his smile is going to have a new look after his recent dental surgery. The singer's wife recently posted a video that chronicled his experience at the dentist.
I'm at the practice getting all my teeth done. I've had these same veneers for 20 years. I'm finally getting them replaced, and I'm getting some implants, and I'm getting some cavities and some wisdom teeth pulled out. I'm getting completely mouth reconstructive surgery, kind of. I feel like I'm finally taking care of stuff.
Oh my gosh, all that at one time?
I know, that's so much.
He says he wants a pretty smile before recalling being picked on and made fun of for having what he called an ugly smile as a kid.
I am so sick of these celebrities getting big, beautiful veneers. I want some in my mouth hole, stat.
I'm just curious, because I really don't know. Somebody, if you're a dentist or you do this, how much are veneers? Aren't they really, really expensive?
I think it's a lot, and it depends on if you get like just the uppers, just the lowers. If you get the like prep free, I've looked into
this. But you have a beautiful smile and straight teeth. Why would you want veneers?
That's very nice of you. I just want some bigger, nicer teeth. I can't show you my teeth ever again because you brought this up.
I can understand it for people who don't have perfect teeth, but like you have really nice teeth.
That's very nice of you to say.
In other words, that's crazy, Tara. Lenny Kravitz, he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, and his daughter Zoe spoke on his behalf. She teased him about his see-through shirts. In fact, she said, according to my dad, if it doesn't expose your nipples, it's not a shirt.
Okay,
that's funny.
Yeah, it's so funny because I remember when he was in Hunger Games,
mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm like, I had to do a second take and going, wait a minute, because I'm a huge Lenny Kravitz
fan. Because you couldn't see his nipples.
No, I was like, that's Lenny Kravitz.
He's a good actor.
He's a great actor.
My favorite / worst memory of Lenny Kravitz is when Mix 93.3 actually was fortunate enough to bring him into Kansas City. We had a very intimate event where we got to be with maybe 40 people, Rocket?
If that.
Do a whole question and answer thing. It was super cool. This was back in the early 2000s. And I asked him, does your daughter understand how famous you are? And he goes, Well, I hope so, because she's 16. I was like, oh, damn, is she that old?
Oopsie. That's a classic mix-up,
oh, my God,
you know?
What a great story to tell, though.
I'm like such an idiot. It's like, okay.
Circling back.
Neve Campbell, she is returning as Sydney Prescott in Scream 7. Of course, we just had a bunch of the Scream cast and a whole panel at Planet Comic-Con this past weekend. That was really fun. The writer of the original, Kevin Williamson, is also on board as the director. Neve skipped part 6 because she didn't think she was getting paid enough.
Has she done anything besides those movies?
Yeah, The Craft.
No, she's done some recent things too. I can't remember the name of them, but she's done some
but
other things.
But they existed.
I think she's done recently some more like straight to streaming or TV type movies. And Zach Galifianakis is joining Only Murders in the Building season 4. He joins series regulars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, along with already announced guest stars Eugene Levy, Eva Longoria, and Molly Shannon. And of course, Meryl Streep, who joined in season 3, is returning for season 4. They just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Only Murders in the Building streams on Hulu. And that is your Tabloid Trash, brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, get out and enjoy your day today. High around 75. We're going to take a fast break, and when we come back,
why you really need to thoroughly cook your bacon.
Taylor Swift. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Are we still Team Taylor and Travis?
Of course we are. Duh. And only one more day until the Eras Tour hits Disney Plus.
Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited because my mom hasn't seen it and she may not care, but we're going to have a Taylor party tomorrow at her house.
She's going to learn to love it real
That's
quick.
That's right.
There was Travis was on the tabloids yesterday. I guess he was seen out just wearing a real good looking shirt. And they were saying that Taylor was just resting. Mm-hmm. And I could imagine, if you haven't seen the show, she's got to be exhausted after performing for 3 hours.
Yeah, and I think she's off until, what, May?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got a nice little break.
Did you hear the story that maybe that her and Travis have a house in California together?
Well, no, she has a house in L.A.
Yeah, I think, well, the story was I heard that he moved in with her.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all.
No, it doesn't. I think they're going to have, because they can, have homes everywhere that they go.
It's mm-hmm. smart.
Yeah, why not? All right, coming up after Justin Bieber.
We've got more on your trending topics, including where you can see, or you know where, when you can see KU and K-State play today, and also why you really need to cook your food a lot.
Good morning, Kansas City. Hope you're having a great day. Once again, everybody in from out of town, welcome to Kansas City as we host the Men's Basketball Big 12 Tournament.
That's right. And KU and K-State, they will take the court today in the Big 12 Tournament. So, of course, it's all down at T-Mobile. And K-State is going to play Texas at 6 p.m. And then KU will take on Cincinnati at 8:30.
Man,
of course,
that's a late start, isn't it?
Late. Well, it is late. They have, like, you know, pep rallies with the bands and stuff. That's my favorite part. Go, K-State Pride. Woo-hoo.
Your voice cracked a little bit there.
She was just tuning up her instrument for
That's
the band.
Right. That's right. All right. Another trending news today. President Biden, former President Trump, they did each clinch their respective party's nomination Tuesday. We don't talk politics on the show. It's a safe space. But I have to at least mention this. Did you hear that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. might possibly pick Aaron Rodgers as his running mate?
Yeah, I saw that.
That cannot be real.
It's real. He wants either NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers or former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura to be his running mate.
You know, maybe it's a strategy. In 2024, people love a celebrity. Maybe it's a strategy. I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers just gets so much negative press.
Yes, seriously.
You know what? At least it's going to be fun to watch the late night shows.
Yeah, well, the jokes.
And Saturday Night Live. And finally, a man in Florida was complaining of migraines, so he went to the doctor, and they found tapeworm eggs in his brain.
Oh my gosh, this story makes me so ill.
Now, they didn't just show it by accident. The man admitted that he has a habit of regularly consuming undercooked bacon.
Why?
Which experts believe is what made him particularly vulnerable to the infestation. There's something about that word. He was treated with anti-parasitic and anti-inflammatory medications and then was instructed to follow up with an infectious disease clinic.
Would you ever eat bacon again?
No.
Not a chance. Not even cooked. Like,
definitely
not.
Ugh. That's what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next, your chance to win $1,000 cash with trivia.
Have you seen the performance at the Oscars yet, anybody?
I did. I watched it live.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, and two-time Oscar winner, and now she's the youngest Oscar winner.
That's brilliant.
Or the youngest person to have two.
Two Oscars at 22 years old. That's amazing. All right, listen, I know a lot of you are on spring break, and spring break costs a lot of money.
That's right. So we've got a trivia question here. If you get it right, you'll get $30 in Kansas Lottery Instant Scratch tickets, and you'll be a finalist to multiply your winnings. We're doing this every day at 7, 12, and 5. One person is going to get the chance to play for up to $1,000 cash thanks to the Kansas Lottery's X Cash Blitz Instant Scratch tickets. Call now to play 816-476-7093. This is your chance to multiply your winnings with the Kansas Lottery.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Amanda.
All right, Amanda. Here is your question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In 2006, nobody had one. Today, there are over 1.5 million of them in the USA.
iPhone.
Nope, good guess.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
I didn't hear the question.
In 2006, nobody had one. Today, there's over 1.5 million in the USA.
Tesla?
Nope.
Can you say insecurities?
You can.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Going once, going twice. Goodbye. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it a bidet?
Not a bidet. In 2006, nobody had one. Today, there's over 1.5 million in the U.S.
By the way, if you don't have a bidet, you should get one.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it a drone?
It is a drone. In 2006, nobody had a drone. Today, there's over 1.5 million in the USA.
Ew, that's a little creepy.
It really is. They're super expensive. Well, back when they first came out, they were expensive. I gave up on it because I crashed a very expensive one.
Well, I'm worried about them crashing like actual planes and real helicopters out in the sky.
What's your name?
Chelsea.
All right, you're going to get $30 in Kansas Lottery Instant Scratch tickets and the chance to possibly multiply your winnings. If you won that $1,000 cash, what would you spend it on?
I would buy a drone.
Full circle. Hold on for us one sec.
All right, guys, coming up in about 5 minutes.
Yes, we got this email. So real quick, yesterday we were talking about the gal in Vegas that witnessed a future groom cheating on his fiance, blah, blah, blah. She told everybody. We said, is she a girl's girl, da, 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 da. So that inspired a listener to send us an email, and we need to know what you would do in this situation.
Hey, all right. I cannot wait. How, are you ready for this, by the way?
I'm always ready, Rocket. I was born ready.
Jack Harlow and Mix. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Enjoy the day. High of 75. Let's get right into this. And we want to definitely get your opinion, Kansas City, whether it be on the text line or you can pick up the phone and call. It's the same number, 816-476-7093.
Yeah, we had that viral video yesterday of this girl outing a groom that she saw in Vegas cheating on his fiance. And we were like, is she a girl's girl? Should she have put out this video? Blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out it inspired somebody in Kansas City to send us an email, and they want to know what we would do and what Kansas City would do, looking for some advice. Let me read it to you real quick. It says, it's frustrating to see my best friend cheating on her husband. I care about her, but it is wrong. The first time, I thought it was a one-time thing. I let it go, but now it's a pattern and hard to ignore. She keeps sharing details about her affairs. I told her she needs to stop, but she won't listen. Part of me wants to tell her husband about what's going on, but that would be the end of our friendship and maybe her relationship. It's also really none of my business. Please help.
Wow, that's tough.
That's super uncomfortable.
That's heavy.
Seriously, that made me just feel nauseous for a second. We definitely want to hear from you, Kansas City. What are you thinking? What are you feeling about this? 816-476-7093, because yesterday was a whole different tone.
True.
And today,
yeah,
it's
I was like, girls, girl, we got your back. Yeah. We're going to protect each other.
Oh, the phones are lighting up. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning. As somebody who has witnessed this myself, yeah, she may think it's none of her business, but if she was on the other side, would she want to know? That's
exactly.
Kind of where I go with it. I mean, cheating is wrong. If you can't stay faithful, don't be in the relationship. That's kind of how I look at it.
Okay, I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. Good morning, Mix. Your thoughts. Go ahead.
Is the girl cheating? Is it the girl's girlfriend or the girl's guy?
So it's a girl that wrote this email, and her best girlfriend is cheating on her husband.
Oh, okay.
No, I would say something because if the tables were turned, I would want to know if my husband was cheating on me.
For sure.
Thank you.
I definitely wouldn't want to be around the situation, even Same. If I felt like it's none of my business and like I'm not going to talk to the husband. I would tell the friend, like, look, I don't approve of this, and you're making me uncomfortable because you're including me by letting me know about it, and so I don't want to be around it.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I think she should say something. For one, if she was being cheated on, she would probably want to know, and especially if the friend knew and didn't tell her, then she's still going to be mad at the friend. So I think she should say
I
something.
Think Tara said that. I think if she tells her husband, friendship's over.
Yeah, in the email it said, this could be the end of their relationship and my friendship.
But is that really a good friend that would put you in that situation?
That's exactly what Tina said on the text line. Yeah. She said she is not a friend if she puts you in that uncomfortable situation and asks you to keep her secrets.
So our number is 816-476-7093. Your opinion, especially if you think different, if you think that maybe they shouldn't say anything. I'd love to hear from you on that point.
It's easy to say when you're not in that situation, like, right. Oh, just tell him. But when you're really in it, that would be very stressful. Nathan says only a terrible friend would put you in that position anyway. Somebody else said, I've been in this situation. I did tell, ended the friendship, and the husband turned a blind eye. So be ready to not have that friendship.
Mm. That doesn't surprise me that the husband didn't believe him or just didn't do anything.
If the girl has told her best friend to stop numerous times and hasn't stopped, she needs to say something to the husband.
Well, doesn't it sound like if she's doing this and telling her best friend that she's not in love with her husband?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely, that's just me as a guy thinking. And I'd love to get a guy's perspective on this. Good morning, Meg. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Your wish just came true.
Thank you, man. Talk to me.
So at first my thought was, well, if a dude was cheating, his best bro wouldn't say something to the girlfriend.
True.
Maybe, but like, if this is a good guy and he's not cheating, like, then his best bro, if he did start cheating, would say something, right? Because good guys stick together. If one of them is doing something wrong, then a good guy will call out his best bro. Right?
Mm-hmm. But will he call him out just to the guy's face, or will he go and tell the wife?
Yeah, see, it's different.
Guys are different.
Right. I don't think he would. I would. I have. Dudes are different. Like, and it's not fair. It's not right. But, like, I don't think if the shoe was on the other foot, it would happen the way that she thinks it would, you know?
Yep, true.
Yeah, it's tough. Hey, thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it.
I think the thought of telling the spouse that's being cheated on is just icky on all levels. Yeah. Like, whether you're his friend or you're the spouse's friend, like, you kind of just don't want to get involved.
And it's really not fair to be put in that position to have to choose to keep such a gross secret or to ruin a bunch of relationships.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, I am on the opposite end, I think, because I've had friends that done this, and my point of view, like, it's their life and I'm going to let them live it. It's not my place to go and do, you know, tell their husband. That's how I feel about it.
But would you go on just hanging out with her and witnessing this, or would you at least say, look, I don't really want to be around it?
Yeah, I wouldn't support it by any means, but if she comes back and tells me about it, that's okay. I would tell her, like, bro, you need to quit. But I wouldn't be like, yeah, let's go, you know, find somebody to cheat on your husband with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I get it. Hey, thank you. Let's take one more call, then we'll take a break. Keep your text coming in. We get a lot of information on the text line because a lot of people don't want it. This is such a sensitive subject.
Sure.
That a lot of people would feel more comfortable texting.
We've got lots of messages coming in.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I got 2 points to make. The first one is, I don't know if the story is true or not, but there was a woman and her husband who had just moved into a new house, and she talked about how she knew that that woman was cheating because every single time the husband was at work, a truck was there, and she wanted to say something. Her husband told her not to be such a busybody. Well, she said something anyways, and he came back and killed both of them.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Wow. That hurts my tummy.
Yes, just made me kind of sick. Yeah. Keep your texts coming in. We'll take a quick break. Once again, if you're just now joining us, here's a brief summary of what we're talking about.
basically, we've got this gal that emailed us asking what we would do. Her best friend is cheating on her husband. She's not sure if she should say something to the husband and ruin both her friendship and their relationship. We'll talk more about it next.
Tyler Water. I want to do the dance and just pour water all over my head and my face.
I wish you would.
I just love, love, love that song. All right, good morning, Casey. If you're just now joining us, we did this just a few minutes ago, and man, the phones and text lines going nuts. Let's recap what we're talking about.
Yeah, we had kind of a cheating story yesterday that we talked about, and it inspired somebody to shoot us an email wanting to know what we would do, what Kansas City would do. It says, "It's frustrating to see my best friend cheating on her husband. I care about her, but it's wrong. The first time I thought it was a one-time thing, I let it go, but now it's a pattern and hard to ignore. She keeps sharing details about her affairs. I told her she needs to stop, but she won't listen. Part of me wants to tell her husband about what's going on, but that would mean the end of our friendship and maybe her relationship. It's also none of my business. Please help."
Now, here's my question. Like, maybe you thought it was a one-time thing. So if it was a one-time thing, is her best friend thinking, well, that's okay?
No, maybe she's thinking she just doesn't want to get messy. I don't know. That's a good question, Rocket.
I'm thinking,
if she did think it was a one-time thing.
Yeah, and then would a woman just forget about it and let it go if it was just a one-time thing?
Do women forget about anything and let it go?
No.
Let me ask you that.
So we want to hear from you. 816-476-7093. I definitely don't know about this because I think either way, or here's the deal. I think guys bond as friends more than girls. Is that true or not?
No. I think they bond differently.
Okay.
I wouldn't say more.
Like, I will lie for you is how a man's friendship is. And a woman is like, here's my deepest, darkest secret. And then they trauma bond.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So I have been in this particular situation a few times with one particular friend who's not my friend anymore. She kept cheating on her husband. At first, it was a one-time thing with the first husband was a one-time thing, and I was like, let's not, you know, it's like karma. This is a small town. It's going to get back. Well, she kept doing it. They ended up getting back to her husband. They ended up divorcing. Now she got married to this other guy who's a really good friend of mine now. She cheated on him, and I looked at her, and I said, I'm going to tell on you. And she looked at me, and she goes, you wouldn't. We've been best friends for 22 years. I said, I don't care. I was like, you just lost one of your husbands. I said, you have 5 kids by 5 different people, and now you got another husband who you cheating on with another guy, and you still can get pregnant. And she was like, no. Guess what? She got pregnant by the dude she cheated on.
I think that word is acceptable there.
Wow.
I said, I'm going to tell. And she goes, watch me tell. And I said, tell what? I ain't doing nothing. So I go on and I tell her husband, and he goes, yeah, I kind of figured. He still stayed with her.
At that point, I would just walk away.
Again, and he finally was like, Mercedes, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. I didn't believe you. And I was like, nobody ever does. I was like, she looks like a good girl. I was like,
thank you.
That's silly.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
As far as a friendship goes, my question would be, if she does this, what would she do as far as our friendship goes?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Huge trust issues right there. So the fact that she is doing this behind her husband's back and talking to me about it, I would really wonder what kind of friend she truly is. It sounds more like an acquaintance than a true friend.
I also think being in this situation would make me spiral and start to worry about my own relationship and all these different things. Yeah. And I would just be angry at the friend for bringing it to me.
Wow.
Major red flags all over the place.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We should talk to our friend.
Okay. Even if you're going to lose your friend, you would still talk to your friend.
I would still talk to my friend, and then I would talk to her husband if she did not.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No matter what, I would definitely have to remove myself and just walk away. I don't think I would want to be friends with someone who puts me in that situation.
Mm-hmm. What are they saying on the text line?
Many, many things. Melanie says, I would have to say something if I'm close with the girl, because then I'm probably close to her husband as well. I couldn't just know my friend was being hurt secretly. I would have to do something.
That's a really good point, because let's think about it. A lot of times when you are married, you tend to do couples things. So like you go home, like you don't want to lie to your husband. And if it's really weighing on you, you're probably going to confide in your husband. Well, your husband's probably friends with her husband. And then it is weird for everybody.
But I don't know that my husband would tell his friend because boys are different and weird.
But that's what I'm saying. Even if he doesn't tell, it's got to at least be awkward when he's in a room with him now.
True.
Just that he knows.
It's just putting so much weirdness on other people. It's not fair. This text says, absolutely tell him. She would expect her friends to tell her and would be so upset if her husband's friends knew and didn't tell. This says, maybe she could stop telling her about it if she doesn't want to know. I would definitely not break girl code, especially if she was my best friend. No matter what, you should support and be there for your best friend. I don't know.
But I think there's gonna be a woman out there that feel that way.
Aaron on the text line, what says, bro code is not saying anything. Let them do their thing. Aaron, I thought we were friends. Thought we were better than this. Tiffany says, I was in this situation, except I was the one being cheated on. I wish people would have told me she is not a good friend. Lindsay says, Tara, I'm getting Vanderpump Rules vibes. Tom Schwartz keeping Sandoval's cheating secret last season. Very true. This says, from Shannon, as someone who's been on the receiving end of being cheated on, I would absolutely tell the husband, because not only is that bad enough, but knowing that other people knew and didn't say anything is just rubbing salt in the wound. That's exactly what I said. You're going to be in a room with these people. Everybody's going to know this big secret except for the one person. That's almost worse.
Yeah. Hey, listen, keep your texts coming in. We'll revisit this after 8 o'clock. We'll take more phone calls, but your texts can keep coming in at 816-476-7093. We have to break, and when we come back...
The big event that happened yesterday in Lenny Kravitz's life, and his daughter roasted him the entire time.
So, a few minutes ago, I always rely on my Swifties. If you don't follow, join the group Swifties 2.0 and follow them. They give you the best news. And I guess Taylor mentioned something on Good Morning America today.
Yeah, I'm on the Good Morning America Instagram right now. And every day this week, they've been having a Taylor exclusive where we knew that they were going to add in some acoustic songs to her Eras Tour Taylor's version, which hits Disney Plus tomorrow. And today, they announced that Death by a Thousand Cuts, the acoustic version, will be featured in the movie when it airs tomorrow.
Super cool.
I'm trying to figure out the time. It's very tiny print. It'll be on Disney Plus tomorrow, but it doesn't debut until 8 o'clock our time.
So Friday for us normies.
Well, for us, yes, but no, it's technically Thursday tomorrow at 8 o'clock Kansas City time. And then once it debuts, you'll be able to just stream it whenever you want.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
You said you and your daughter Grace are going to have a little Taylor Swift dance
party. Yeah, we are. We're like, listen, Mama. This is who you love, and she's going to lean into it.
I told you that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over and sit with my mom, and we're going to watch it. And she loves to just follow, like, you know, if Taylor shows up to a game or whatever. But she's not a Swiftie, but she's going to be. I'm going to force her
to be one.
That's
right, she is.
I'm going to be like, you can't go anywhere, so we're watching this movie now.
You can't go anywhere, so watch it.
It's truly a slippery slope. You can try your hardest not to be a Swiftie, but you can't resist. I mean, she's too amazing.
That's what a lot of, you know, when the tours in the United States, a lot of sports athletes, models, different people were like, reporters, we're like, once you see the tour, the concert, you become a Swiftie. You just can't help it.
That's probably one of my favorite things to see on TikTok is where a grown man who just was all against it, and then he'll say, you know, but I took my daughter, and guess what? Now I'm a Swiftie.
Yes.
And he's just totally on board. They talk about how talented she is and what a great show it is. I love that. Speaking of great shows, we're going to have some today in Kansas City, KU, K-State. They are playing at T-Mobile. It is the Big 12 tournament. So let's see. We've got K-State first. They're taking on Texas at 6 p.m. And then KU will take on Cincinnati at 8:30. So again, Tara, you won't be awake to watch
again,
that one.
I won't be.
You're a big KU person, too. Would you stay up just for that game?
I got to be honest with you, Teresa. I need sleep so badly. But I know for a fact I'll be laying in my bed going, go to sleep. So I might as well just watch.
Yeah.
Yep, might as well.
Hey, by the way, if you have somebody that's not at work today or tonight, they're downtown. It is so crowded when the Big 12 comes to Kansas City. I love that our city hosts and does all these amazing things like Comic-Con. Did you see the records that Comic-Con broke?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Huge.
Well, and especially because today is the day that our two big local teams are both playing.
Yes.
Yeah. In other news trending today, President Biden, President Trump, they each clinched their respective parties' nominations. So we have a rematch of our 2020 election. And I've mentioned before, we don't talk politics on this show. It's a safe space. But I can't not mention that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims he's considering NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers as his running mate.
The world is weird, man.
He's also considering former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. I don't think I've seen him since he was governor. It's been a really long time since I've even seen him around. A man in Florida was complaining of migraines. Doctors found tapeworm eggs in his brain.
Blech.
Apparently, he had a habit of eating undercooked bacon, which they believe is what caused the infestation.
Why would you want undercooked bacon? Like, this whole gross story aside, yucky.
I know some people that prefer their bacon a little more on the softer side. Ugh. Like, I didn't even know this, you guys. My whole life, I like crisp bacon, but I just take it however they serve it to me. I've been to my mom, we went to IHOP or something, and she ordered crisp bacon. Did you know you could do that?
No.
I didn't know you could do that either.
You can actually not know that?
I don't know, because I just say bacon, and they bring it however they cook it. She actually always orders crisp bacon, and then her bacon comes out crispier than mine, and then I have bacon envy.
I was trying to think of like fear of missing out, FOMO. She was like BOMO.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not saying the right thing here.
I feel you. I get what you're putting down. Yep. And then finally, Lenny Kravitz, he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. His daughter, Zoe, spoke and she basically roasted him through the whole thing. She teased him about his see-through shirts. She said, according to my dad, if it doesn't expose your nipples, it's not a shirt. And then she joked, and sure, you used to embarrass me when you picked me up from school as a kid, but I gotta say, at this point, I respect it. You really do pull it off. Your relationship with the knitted shirt is probably your longest one, and it works.
Oh, slam.
She did also go on to say some very nice things, including the fact that she said, being your daughter has been one of the greatest adventures of my life.
Hey, Trisha, can you share the story again, in case somebody missed it, about you and Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah, we had this really cool Mix 93.3 event years ago when we first, like early 2000s, around there.
Yes.
And it was very intimate. There was like 30 people or less. It was a question and answer thing. It was super cool. Didn't he play? I think he played couple songs.
He did.
And in the question and answer, someone said something about his daughter. And I said, does your daughter really understand like how famous you are? And he goes, well, I hope so. She's 16.
Oopsie.
I hadn't really kept track of her age.
All right, Casey, let's get into this letter again. Briefly, we're just now joining us. This is what happened.
It says, it's frustrating to see my best friend cheating on her husband. I care about her, but it's wrong. The first time I thought it was a one-time thing. I let it go. Now it's a pattern. She keeps sharing details about her affairs. I told her to stop. She won't listen. Part of me wants to tell her husband what's going on, but that could mean the end of our friendship and her relationship. It's also none of my business. Please help.
All right. Thank you for joining the Rocket and Teresa Show. Our phone number is 816-476-7093. The thing that got me, and I think I mentioned it to you earlier, and you said it was a good question, you thought it was a one-time thing. So it was this one time, in girl code, do you let it slide?
Like, I wouldn't like it. I don't know if I would stick my nose in other people's business, but I would definitely express, you know, this makes me uncomfortable, and I think what you're doing is wrong, and as your friend, I'm trying to help you.
And I'm also not going to help you lie.
Yeah, definitely not.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Make sure your radio is turned down, please.
Okay. So personally, for me, I would not be friends with that person. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with the fact that they cheated. It's the fact that if they put you in a position that makes you feel uncomfortable, and if you have to tell them more than once to, like, stop, please, I don't like that, it makes you uncomfortable, and they repeat that certain behavior. I could be friends with this person for 10-plus years, and just to save, you know, my own sanity and, you know, peace of mind and comfortability, I would end that friendship. Or at least give an ultimatum saying, look, I don't feel comfortable with this. I take this very seriously, and I don't want to have to deal with this on my conscience, you know?
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much. I get that, but I now I'm starting to see the friend side. How hard that has to be a friend to know this.
Yeah.
And she keeps bragging about it or telling stories.
Yeah, a good friend wouldn't put you in that situation.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I guess it would depend. Like, if this is my best friend in the whole world, like, that's my ride or die. I have to, like, I'm loyal to a fault. Even if I don't like it, that's my best friend in the whole world. And there has to be a reason why it's happening. I would obviously give advice on, like, maybe your marriage doesn't work and you should end it. But I don't know. That's my best friend. So I have to stick by her.
But yeah, you're the first one that called and said that.
Would you, just out of curiosity, though, would you still like cover for her and help her out? Or would you say, you know, I'm here with you, I'm loyal, I'm not going to say anything, but please don't put me in that situation. I'm just going to, you know, that's your thing and I don't really want to know about it.
I don't think she'd ever put me in the situation that I'd have to cover for her. But if she did, I'd probably cover for her I know that's bad, but she's like my best friend.
Is your friend there with you right now?
No, her sister and her mom.
Oh, I was going to say, I hear people laughing. That's funny.
Hey, thanks.
Probably thinking of her, like, cheating on her boyfriend.
Thank you for your honesty. That's hilarious. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, so, like, I call in all the time, and my wife's got the same situation kind of going on. She's got a friend who's doing that to her husband. And I told her, I was like, I would tell him, and I would cut ties. Because, like, how are we supposed to have a date night with this couple and not look at this dude in the face and be like, yeah, your wife's cheating on you, homie. What's up? Like, I tell him, like, that friend, if she's, like, she even lied to my wife. Like, hey, I didn't sleep with the guy. Then, like, the timelines didn't add up. We're like, okay, so you soft-launched this guy to us to see how we would feel. So, like, if they're willing to do that to their partner, what? They're definitely going to not be a good friend to you.
Yeah, true. I totally agree. It makes everybody uncomfortable.
I think one of you said it last hour that it's like the girls are talking about. Nowadays, couples, they go out in groups.
Yeah, so there's a good chance that you're going to end up, couples. You and your husband will end up hanging out with this woman and her husband, and you probably told your husband because you don't keep secrets.
Hey, man, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, what happens if I get drunk and, like, me and him are just, you know, kind of having a bro-out moment, and I'm like, so, bro, gotta tell you, like, am I in a doghouse now? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
like,
then are you in trouble? That's a good question.
That's a Vanderpump Rules show right there. Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Also, I love that all we have to do is give you a little alcohol and we get all your secrets.
That's right.
Good morning, Max. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling in. I rarely call in, but as a psychotherapist, I cannot avoid this conversation. One, I would tell my friend, either you tell him or I will make sure he finds out. Number two, if it were you, wouldn't you want to know?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, that's what a friend does. Mm-hmm. She calls you out on you, on your crap, and holds you accountable, and
right.
Just unacceptable.
I totally agree.
You just had to call in, didn't you?
I did. It drives me nuts, and I just, I'm not trying to fix the world, but come on, people, get it together.
Let me ask you this as a psychotherapist, like, is it kind of your job to just listen and sort of be neutral and help? Or can you get a little bit judgmental and be like, look, this is what you need to do?
When people come in with affairs, I always say, so what I'm hearing you say is you want an open relationship. And they're like, no. I'm like, wait, you have a girlfriend, so she should be able to have a boyfriend.
Mm.
And that doesn't work very well. And then when they continue to argue, I get very direct. I'm like, so what I'm hearing you say is you're kind of a DB that you're cheating on your wife.
I love you.
I'm not there to waste their time or money, so yeah. I'm just going to point out the purple elephant. And it's amazing that, not saying it's always men, please know that it's not always men, but there's always... context makes sense. Everything makes sense in context. So they usually storm out, and then the guys come back, and they're like, okay, I need help. And I've only had one affair in the years I've been doing this that hasn't had reconciliation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called.
You know, I think it's very interesting because I think, you know, I think a lot of people who are afraid to go to a therapist, and I'm not talking about cheating or anything. I'm just talking about personal problems in life itself. I think I wish insurance would cover everybody to have therapy.
You know, everybody needs therapy. I even have a therapist, and I'm very loving and kind. I bake cookies for my clients this morning. I always offer a hug and a chocolate. They don't have to take it, but if they want it, it's there. And I explained that I'm just not a 12-to-1 therapist. So not every therapist is like that. I just have it. That's just how I do it. And I sit with them in it. And I use the Finding Nemo movie quite often, that the only way out is through. And do you guys remember Marlin's? Like, oh, that trench looks really scary and dark. We can't go that way. And Dory's like, oh, we have to. They say we need to go through that. And they go over and Dory almost dies. So the only way out is through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time.
Real quick, before you get off the phone, we have people in the text line saying they need you. Do you have any contact info you feel comfortable sharing?
I...
It's okay if it's a no.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I don't want to. because I'm all about helping people. But you can go to Psychology Today, and you can find therapists. I happen to be in Leawood, 66209. It's not that I don't want to. I'm very opinionated. Got a little of Italian in me. Yeah, they can go to Psychology Today. And I have a very unique name. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thank you for calling. We're going to end with you.
Hey guys.
I really appreciate you calling in and appreciate what you do.
It's truly, it's just, as I tell all my clients, it's not me, it's all God. Now, the stuff that gets spicy, that's me.
That is me.
I love you. That's awesome.
Thank you for what you do.
Just for the record, I'm never going to say no to a hug and a chocolate.
Ever. You'd be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I know. If they don't want the chocolate, I'm like, okay, I'll eat yours for you.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Hey, thank you for listening. We really appreciate every time you call in.
You are my every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Have a good day.
Bye.
We're wrapping up on that. What a great call, huh?
Yeah,
that was nice.
All right, we have more prizes to give away coming up next.
Yep, pair of tickets to the Kansas City Auto Show at Bartle Hall with Beat the Clock.
You guys ever think that when Taylor was growing up in high school, and you know, I've seen videos, we all have, you've seen the documentaries, the kids that were mean to her, you think they look back and go, wow, that girl made it?
Yeah.
I hope they feel bad.
Same here. I really hope they feel bad. She is just on top of the world and always gets better. She was on Good Morning America today.
Well, they've been featuring her songs all week long because it's the Eras Tour movie Taylor's version hits Disney Plus tomorrow, and she's adding back in some acoustic songs that were originally edited out. And so every day they've been featuring a song, and they announced today that Death by a Thousand Cuts will be one of the songs featured in the new Taylor's version of the movie.
Tara's super excited to hear the song after they talk about it.
I am so excited, so ready to stream this concert. I was trying to wait until it was free because I'm trying to stick to a budget. And now it's free, baby, because I have Disney Plus and I'm so excited.
All right. So if you are on spring break, enjoy it. Have a great time. Going to be 75 today. There's so many things happening around spring break with shows, of course, Big 12, everything. So let's make somebody a winner.
Yes, we have a pair of tickets to the Kansas City Auto Show happening at Bartle Hall Thursday, March 14th to Sunday, March 17th. And to win those tickets, all you have to do is beat the clock. That means you'll have 15 seconds to name five words that start with the letter I give you and have to do with cars. I mean, we can keep this thing generic, you guys. Just cars. Not fancy cars, not model cars, just any car.
Did you see Mallory in her fancy car yesterday?
Yeah, well, she in a Maserati.
A Maserati.
That's amazing.
All right, you want to get a contestant on the phone?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
M,
do you understand the game?
I do.
Okay.
All right. 15 seconds. Name five words that start with the letter I give you and have to do with cars. Let's start with W. Go.
Ooh, that's hard. Wheel. I don't know. Sorry.
That's okay.
That is hard.
Oh, she's out of there.
Bye.
I get it. It's really hard.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Megan,
do you understand the game?
Megan sounds disappointed already.
You already sound defeated.
I know.
All right, Megan, 15 seconds to name five words that have to do with cars, and begin with the letter S, as in Samuel. Go.
Soap. Seat. Silver. Shiny. I don't know.
Oh, you were so close.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amy,
do you understand the game?
I do.
All right, five words that have to do with cars, and begin with the letter W. Go.
Windshield, wipers. Window, wax. Wiper? Did I say that?
You said it.
You said that.
Oh, so close.
Oh,
good try.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Mackenzie.
All right, Mackenzie. Five words that have to do with cars. Begin with S, as in seatbelt. Go.
Starter, speedometer. Oh, crap. Sound like your speakers. I have no more.
Oh, I feel bad for Mackenzie because I did say S is in seatbelts. Good try. You could have used that one.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Rachel.
Rachel, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Five words left with cars. Begin with W. Go.
Wheel, wagon, white, window, wiper.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a pair of tickets to the Kansas City Auto Show happening at Bartle Hall the 14th through the 17th.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You bet. It's a great show for families to walk around and just look at, especially the concept cars. I love going to the car show, so enjoy. All right, we're going to put you on hold, and when we come back...
We'll have an update on your tabloid trash, including all of the songs that we now know will be added to Taylor's version of her Eras Tour movie.
Good morning, Kansas City. Sabrina Carpenter, Feather, one of my favorite songs, and she's been on tour with Taylor, right? A couple of
years? She's been on tour with her, and also she was at the Oscars. She's dating actor Barry Keoghan, who is very hot right now in Hollywood. He was in Saltburn, and they were adorable on the red carpet because they walked next to each other, but they, like, when they do photographs, they would stand on their own, but they were literally next to each other, and it was just so sweet because he kept looking at her, aww, and just the way that he would watch her while she was standing there posing, it was just really sweet.
So you have something coming up about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, all about her Eras Tour Taylor's Version, which will drop on Disney Plus tomorrow. There's going to be five things that you haven't seen before added to the movie.
After Jack Harlow. It's Rockin' and Teresa's show on Mix. Jack Harlow, we need to get to some breaking news real quick about the weather.
Yeah, I just got an alert from our friends over at KCTV5. Tara, can you give me like some like breaking news music, like a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- Day has now been declared at KCTV5 as a severe storm threat has increased. Areas like Harrisonville, Marshall, Cameron, Atchison, Lawrence, and the Kansas City Metro and areas in between are now under an enhanced risk level 3 out of 5, with the threats of very large hail, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes are all possible. And then it goes on to say, we are expecting that significant hail up to from 2+ inches egg size or bigger is possible with these storms this afternoon.
Is that from your boyfriend, the new meteorologist?
This is from, I believe, from Greg Bennett.
Okay.
Who could also be a boyfriend. We don't know yet.
I have lots of boyfriends.
That's true.
Well, the new meteorologist, she fell in love with him.
She's so yeah, she did.
He's just very fit. He really goes to the gym.
No, he's a good-looking guy.
He was a muscle man in a tiny shirt. How are you not supposed to comment?
From Miami, right?
Yeah, very tan. Yes.
So many
I can't
weather
help it.
Jokes that Teresa said to him, but I can't say here.
Perfect hair. Yes. Great smile.
Yes. I mean, even Rocket was like, dang, he's hot.
There's a storm coming.
Tell me more. Tell me about the wind.
Woo! All right, so let's get into your tabloid trash. We've been talking about Taylor Swift and the Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, which will debut on Disney Plus tomorrow at 8 o'clock Kansas City time. And then once it debuts, you can stream it anytime when it's convenient for you. So every day this week on Good Morning America, every day this week, she's been announcing, or they've been announcing, one of the four acoustic songs that were originally cut out of the movie. And they're being added in. So these are things that we haven't seen in the theater version, and we didn't see them on the video on demand version. It's exclusive to the Disney Plus version. We know that Maroon from the album Midnights has been added in. Death by a Thousand Cuts from Lover has been added in. And then Swift will announce the additional two acoustic songs tomorrow in Good Morning America. I guess hyping it up that it's tomorrow night. And we also know there's been a clip circulating of Taylor performing Cardigan. That's not acoustic, but it was taken out, I guess, of the edited theater version.
Yeah,
I don't even remember.
I think it's fantastic where they're releasing it like when a lot of kids are on spring break to have sleepovers and watch this and hang out with their friends.
That's a good idea. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's smart timing. Mm-hmm. Everything about this is so smart. So we know for a fact Maroon, Death by a Thousand Cuts, and then Cardigan will be added back in, and we're waiting for two more acoustic songs. And again, that will premiere tomorrow on Disney Plus at 8 o'clock KC time. Lenny Kravitz received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. His daughter Zoe was there to speak on his behalf, and she teased him about his see-through shirt, saying, according to my dad, if it doesn't expose your nipples, it's not a shirt. Awkward and weird. Beyonce's upcoming album now has a full title. Previously, it was simply known as Act 2. She revealed it will be titled Cowboy Carter, and it drops on March 29th. And we're also seeing that Dolly Parton has been asked if Beyonce recorded a version of Jolene, and Dolly says, yeah, she thinks she did. We'll have to wait for the album to drop.
Tara's freaking out over
my
there.
My ear holes need Beyonce singing Jolene so badly.
I bet that'll be really good. I don't know if you noticed during the Oscars, but it looked like there was a little confusion when Emma Stone won her Best Actress award because Michelle Yeoh, last year's winner, presented it to her. But when she walked on stage, Michelle Yeoh handed the Oscar to Jennifer Lawrence, and then Jennifer Lawrence handed it to Emma. And a lot of people thought she got confused, and she's setting the record straight. She did it on purpose because Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone are really, really close friends, and she knew that would be cool for Jennifer to actually hand it to Emma.
Yeah.
That's so Michelle Yeoh is not dumb or crazy. She was doing something very thoughtful. Jelly Roll, his smile is going to have a new look after his recent dental surgery. His wife posted a TikTok about his dentist visit.
I'm at the practice getting all my teeth done. I've had these same veneers for 20 years. I'm finally getting them replaced, and I'm getting some implants, and I'm getting some cavities and some wisdom teeth pulled out. I'm getting completely mouth reconstructive surgery, kind of. I feel like I'm finally taking care of stuff.
That's a lot
in one visit.
I kind of get the concept, too, of just getting it all over at one time. But especially because he has such an intense tour schedule.
True.
But man, that is a lot. And finally, Neve Campbell is returning as Sydney Prescott in Scream 7. She wasn't in Scream 6. I guess they had some pay dispute. But she's coming back for 7. And the writer of the original, Kevin Williamson, is also on board as the director. That's your Tabloid Trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Hey there, Candace Eddie. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. A big welcome to everybody in for the Big 12 tournament. Our local teams are playing today.
Yeah, KU and K-State both. So we've got K-State taking on Texas at 6 p.m. and KU will take on Cincinnati at 8:30 p.m. And of course, that is all down at T-Mobile Center.
Now, if you're going to be out and about at T-Mobile or watching the game somewhere, we want you to be aware what could happen today with the weather.
Yeah, the biggest thing I can say is park in the parking garage.
Yeah.
KCTV 5 giving us an alert that we're getting some afternoon storms, and they upgraded them saying some could be really, really severe. What did it say? Egg size hail?
Yes.
Yeah, something possibility. Insane.
Yeah, so just be aware of that.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave, we always do this.
We slow down and take a second look.
Women do the same thing at these bachelorette parties.
I mean, I didn't do it at my bachelorette party.
I hung out with you guys at my bachelorette party.
The most risque thing that I did at my bachelorette party was we played some game with those little smokies where you tie it around your waist and you have to like maneuver your pelvis enough to get the little smokie in your mouth.
Oh, you
By the way, my mother-in-law won that contest.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to Della. Today's her birthday.
What?
Happy birthday, Della.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
I have photographic proof, by the way.
That is a true story.
That's a true story. I have videos. I have photo. And then also, we need to go back to the point that Tara made. That really is funny when you think about it. The most risque thing was you being handcuffed to Rocket at your bachelorette party.
Yeah. And somebody was going to dance on the table, and he said, get down.
Yeah, remember that?
Remember when Tara and I left together in handcuffs?
No, I remember you left early, like usual. Classic.
On that note, we're getting out of here until tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
From Taylor Swift to The Weeknd, Olivia Rodrigo to Post Malone, it's nonstop hits on Mix 93.3.